If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Financial Times guides you through complex issues. In divisive times, don't settle for black and white. When you need the full perspective, turn to FT.com. Become a subscriber today. Search for FT subscription.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello. Okay, it's time to look at the chart. Joining me is the Duchess of the Chart, the lady with the technicals, the female with the Fibonacci's, the person that puts the art in chart. It's Nicola Duke. You know, Nick.
Hi, Justin.
This is now, this is called simulcast. We simulcast this. That's an old sort of radio term that basically we're broadcasting on Facebook, on the podcast, and on YouTube as well. All three, we got covered, all three bases, and we're also covering three charts, which is highly coincidental. In fact, we'll cover more than three charts, and we do ask for requests. So if you've got a request, if you're on Facebook right now, you've got a request, or you have one, then come along and suggest it, and we'll look at it. Nicola will, on the fly, because she's an expert, a technical analyst expert. So, Nick, first and foremost, we did look at Visarin the other day, VRS. Now, I hold the stock. I like it. They're in the graphene space. I had Neil on the podcast, the CEO, and they just signed a deal with a government body, which means basically it validates their graphene. There's lots of different graphenes out there, some substandard quality, but theirs is excellent standard, and it's now got they're now affixing ISO or ISO sort of quality grades to graphene, and it's all good. But listen, they've had a big holder in their company. Henderson's was a big holder. They had 23% of the stock in Visarin, but they were taken over by Lombard Odia. And since they've been taken over, apparently, nothing to do with Visarin, but internally, Lombard Odia are selling down their stake in Visarin. And they've gone through, like, from 23% to just about a year ago to 9%. And currently, of late, you know, every time there's liquidity in the stock, every time people are buying, Lombard are selling down. So there's a huge amount of pressure on the stock. They've gone down at sort of just under 10% now. So I'm thinking, once these are cleared, it's going to fly, because things are going in the right direction, I think, fundamentally for Visarin. So looking at it, they're doing about 1% a day. They're down at sort of 10%. So next 9 trading days, I don't know how long they're going to, they may just go down to 5%, I don't know. But, you know, I just think when they stop selling there, we can see a bounce. And a big bounce here. It's almost like there's the same kind of thing that happens with convertible loan notes. When a company, you know, issues convertible loan notes, they borrow money off a company completely, you know, have not invested in the company. They're basically loaning money, so they want their money back. So they convert this, they sell those loans, those shares, at a discount to the market price. So it's always downward pressure on the price. Once they clear, that convertible loan is cleared, then the share price tends to fly. But anyway, what I'm saying is, in a long-winded way, where do you think the support is in Visarin, Nick?
VRS? Well, I just assumed that if we go all the way, you know, in these stocks that haven't been around long, you know, I like to look at the opening day range. So the opening price on this stock was $12.98, and so I really do think $12.98 is going to be a bit of a good low, or the low on that day, which is a little bit lower, at $12.75. So I'm going to say $12.75. I'm going to it should be really good support. And the high on that opening day, so the opening day range was 1440. So those two levels should be really good support. What we've bounced off is the first of those two levels at 1440. I think when I put the fibs on, though, they say that we're going to go a little bit lower. The 78.6 fib retracement is a little bit lower. And also the highs, you know, from November, December in this stock are down around 1270, 1275. So I'm going to say if we go a little bit lower, because all the moving averages are pretty bearish here, then 1270. But potentially, if we don't close below 1440 again, we could rally from here. But I think more likely down to those 1270 levels.
Yeah, well, listen, going by the sell rate they're selling at, you know, Lombardia, I mean, about a percent a day, it's obviously 9-10 trading days left. So that's 2 weeks of pressure could be.
Right.
But they may not go all the way down to zero. They may hold a little bit of stock, so I don't know. But, you know, so you've got plenty of time there to keep an eye out next 2 weeks on Vasari for a bounce.
I do think 1270 will be really good support in this level, this stock. Yeah. So keep an eye on it.
Yeah, do your own research. I've written two blogs on it, but do your own research. But I genuinely think once they're out, there's going to be a re-rate here, hopefully, because the downward pressure has gone, it's been removed. It's like, you know, pressing a spring down, you know, holding a spring down and let it go. Okay, let's look at three charts here, a couple of requests. First one, big fall today, very popular stock, 88 Energy. They've announced a delay there in the drilling and it's because essentially they work in Alaska, their project there is Icewind 2, and it turns out it's so cold there in Alaska now, everything's freezing, and the equipment they need to get is not available, so they postponed from now until spring 2018.
Whoa.
And so you're thinking, what the heck? And there's going to be, and I just think, I personally think, if there's going to be no news, maybe, listen, comment, please. If you are listening right now on Facebook or anything, please make a comment. If you know about it, Energy, what other news is going to be out there, you know, in the next six months? What other news is going to be there in the next 12 months? Because this is the current operation. So is there going to be any positive news? Because if there's not, this is surely going to continue to fall. That's what I'm thinking. 88E, what do you reckon, Nick?
88E is on really good support today. The really good support, if we don't close below it, is at 1.16. If we continue lower, the next support is 0.078. So I've got two support levels. This first one I prefer, to be quite honest, and it's also a good support and resistance pivot. It's the high from June in 2015. There's a lot of fibs that line up here. So 1.15, if we can close above it, is a bit of a good stick save. And if we continue lower, 0.78 will be the support.
Okay, 0.78. Wow, what a bit.
Looks pretty gloomy at the moment, but yeah, I think this is a quite a good chance. So where would we rally to if we did rally from here? Then it's a 78.6 fib. They normally reverse back to the 38.2. So I would say back to 2.79.
Wow, but it's
a lot to do. Like, I would say watch to see if we can find a bottom here. It is a really good support level, and go sideways, make a double bottom, make some kind of a bottoming pattern at this 1.15 level.
Yeah, okay.
And you know, in these stocks, you know, don't discount the big round number one mental number, because that does work. That actually was the low today, 1.0.
Yeah. They're down 40%. They lost half. They've almost close to half their value in one news item, in one day, in half a day. Not even half a day. Okay, let's look at the next stock. We're looking at SERP, which is a request. I'm not very familiar with this stock at all. I've seen it bandied about on social media, but it's Columbus Energy Resources, 23 million market cap. What do you reckon on SERP next? CERP.
You know, this is a four-hour chart. This is a really bullish stock and a really bullish pattern. If we look at the first rally that we made from the 21st of June, then this next rally that started on the 25th of August is 2.618 the distance. So I think this is a wave three, and potentially we could see a correction here. When I put the fibs on, the 23.6, let's hide these, and I put the fibs on, the low at 4.03 was the 23.6 fib retracement. As long as we stay above that, we're still trending higher, and we should look higher to 4.97 and 5 next, and then 5.55. If we drop back below 4.04, we're in a slightly bigger correction, and the support comes in closer to 3.7 before we continue higher. You know, corrections are very often three waves. So that means a wave down, a bounce, and then another wave down before you bottom. And so we've had one wave down in this stock. If we don't make a new high, I would look for that support around 3.7. If we do continue higher, 5 and then 5.55 next.
Marvellous. And the last one, I spoke to Graham Lumsden, CEO of Motif Bio, yesterday. And this is off the back of them doing an investor event in New York. And also a report out from the Who, which is not the band Who, of course. That'd be ridiculous because they wouldn't be talking about superbugs and antibiotics.
The Who?
Yeah.
It's
the World Health Organization, the Who, as in the World Health Organization, saying we're at a dangerous level here where companies need to be investing in antibiotics that will fight, you know, super resistant superbugs. Because we're, if years time, if we carry on the way we are, you go into hospital for a minor operation and die pretty much because the antibiotics can't kill superbugs, and so needs to be invested. And that's what Motif Bio are doing. They're at clinical stage 3 trials for Iclaprim, which is the antibiotic sort of thing.
Excellent. You
know, so MTFB, what do you reckon, Nicola?
Lovely, honestly, lovely, lovely bullish breakout. This is what I really like to see. See how a week ago all these daily moving averages were bunched up and exactly the same price around 28. Yep. So we rallied above them, came back, found some support, and now we should see a really powerful rally. Today we're stalled at resistance 32.49. You know, it's a bit of a pivot level. It was the lows November 2017. So I would like to see a close above 32.49 to continue higher. Then we should go to 39.44. And then I think eventually 50 and potentially 57. But for now, this is important resistance and an important pivot level. And I'd like to see a close above it. If we don't and we stall here, there's really good support to buy the dip at 29.60. But I do think more likely that the trend is up, we continue higher and we go to 39.30, 40.30 next.
Yeah, okay. Just a bit of background on Motif Bio. Like I said, they're in clinical phase 3, which is the last phase. And there's two parts to this. There's Revive 1, Revive 2. Revive 1, top-line results look good. Revive 2 is exactly the same test, but with different people in different locations. But the results should replicate Revive 1. So it all looks good. So once they pass this, they're on the route to commercialization, and the market there is a billion-dollar market, so it could be massive. And their peer groups are valued about six, within similar stages of development, about five, six times higher value than these guys. So it could see an opportunity there if everything falls right for them. Cool, Nicola.
This chart certainly looks good for them, so let's see.
Yeah, let's see. Motif Bio. And do you know, when I first talked to Graham, I said, please welcome, the podcast, Motif Bio CEO. And he went, thanks, Justin. And he's a very well-spoken, very nice, gentle-spoken guy. But I did notice he sort of corrected me by saying, Motif. He said, thanks, at Motif Bio. And I thought, there was a subtle hint, I pronounced it Motif rather than Motif.
It's not Motif, it's M-O-I-T-I-F, isn't it?
Yeah, Motif. So. Motif Bio. So
Motif Bio.
Lovely, Nick. Thank you very much for that. And listen, if you are listening on the podcast, and you can see this video on our Facebook page or on our YouTube channel there, and I'll send out the link there. But you can see the links and the video and all that on the blog.
Send us requests. We're happy to look at them.
As long as they're clean. You know, it's a family show, yeah? charts, you mean? Yeah, just charts. Yeah, sorry. Because it's not a live webcam. We're not doing any of that stuff. But anyway.
I'm not doing anything like that.
No, exactly. Just charts.
Okay, I am, but don't tell everybody.
Hey, all right. That's how she earns the money on the side. It's charting and webcam stuff.
You have to pay for that one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You can see the video, by the way. Not the webcam stuff, but you can see the video of the charts at the blog voxmarkets.co.uk/blog.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.